My master has taught me many things. He has taught me how to bring him pleasure. He has shown me that my punishments are there for a reason, and my needs he will always provide. I lack for nothing, and so I want to share with you what happened on the way to my birthday gift. Later, if I am allowed, I will share with you what Master gave me. I sit there quietly at my master's feet, holding the envelope in my hand. It is pink, one of my favorite colors. There are silly cartoons on the front, and I know the card was picked with me in mind, for I love funny things. I love to smile, and my master loves it when I do. The card I knew was my birthday card. It wasn't a card to celebrate the day of my birth, but the day of my rebirth, my awakening. There is something inside, but I know not what, so I slowly open it, savoring the delight and the throb of excitement that is rolling inside me. I look up to him. The look in his eyes tells me it is something special. I slip the card out and read the humorous joke on the front and then open it. A picture of the park falls out. I pick it up and stare. "Get up and dress yourself for public, and then I will take you to your gift." I kiss his hand and scurry to our room. My ass wiggles as I crawl on my hands and knees. My breasts sway as I move quicker than normal, and then I feel a swat on my ass. Ouch! He laughs and tells me to slow down. He is enjoying the wiggle of my ass, and the faster I go, the less he can enjoy. I giggle and proceed to slowly crawl my way to our bedroom, knowing his eyes are feasting on me as I do. That thought brings a new wave of liquid silk cascading down my sex, and I shudder as I imagine what my gift could be. When I reach our bedroom, I quickly rise and hurry over to the closet. Dressing for public is something my master does not allow me to do very often. I am a slave that is kept hidden away from prying eyes. This does not bother me. I am here to serve him and take care of his needs. Each excursion outside is an adventure. It is during those times my master rewards me with naughty fantasies I have shared with him, desires we both have. I wonder now what gift he has in store for me. I dress in a blue navy skirt, one that is all business. I add a white blouse and navy pumps. My hair, the red ripples of curls, are piled on top of my head and secured by small butterfly-tipped hairpins. A string of pearls drapes across my waist. The only other item covering my flesh is the choker that proclaims Angel Slut. It is finely engraved, hidden behind the handcuff charm that dangles against the center of my throat. I walk back to the room, knowing crawling is not allowed when I am clothed, unless he orders it. He tells me I am beautiful. I feel the knowing blush his words always provoke rise over my fair skin. "Thank you, Master." His fingers caress my cheek, and I lean into him. For a moment I do not wish to go out. I wish only to shed my clothes and be the slave I am. But I will not lie. My excitement is high as I walk outside with my master, and then we move to his car. "You are driving."
"Master?"
I start to ask him why, but I stop. It is not my place to question. I take the keys and slip behind the wheel. He slips in beside me, and then we leave. The window is open, and the wind tickles my hair. I am thankful for the pins. I feel his hand on my thigh, and I whimper.
"Master."
I know my place. I open my legs and feel his hand skate up my thigh, pushing my skirt out of the way. I tremble as honey slips from my pussy.
"Are you wet?"
"Yes, Master. I am always wet for you."
"Good."
I feel his fingers pet my sex. Then I hear him whisper,
"Do not close your eyes, my pet. I would hate to have you damaged."
My thoughts focus on the road. My master, however, has different plans. I feel his fingers slide up my leg and then back down again. Small, feathery touches bring rushes of pleasure to my senses, and I bite my lip, shift in the seat, and open my legs further. The skirt rises, and I hear him whisper to me that he can feel the heat of my cunt radiating from my pussy. I moan, my lips part, and aghast from his voice alone. Ah, master. I continue driving, my speed slowing, and he chuckles, telling me we will never get there if I don't pay attention. It is hard. I concentrate, and then I feel his fingers slip over my slit. Master, he asks me, can you handle it, my pet? He asks me, can you drive while I fuck you? He asks me, can you come and still be the safe woman, or are you a slut lost in your need to be taken properly? Master, I am weak. A tear escapes my eyes, and he licks it away. Weak? No, my angel slut. You are a slave. You need my touch. Tell me. Tell your master what you need. I need only you. I need your touch. I need you to taste me. I need you to fuck me. Pull over, and then come for me. I do not waste a moment. The car is pulled to the side and part. Two fingers slam into me, and I scream out as the cum explodes from my pussy. Oh, my God. Feel the wet liquid splash against his hand and flow onto my skirt. I buck against him and my eyes clench tight inside their sockets. Master, oh master. His fingers move faster and I feel my pussy clench around him. Hotter he impales me and the touch of his nails against my skin brings me to another searing wave of heat. I know it is too soon to ask to come again, so I bite my lip and ride his fingers. He adds a third. Master. I hear his growl. His lips capture my neck, and he sucks hard. The words do not come. My angel slut reach me, and I feel my body stiffen as I fight for my master's demand. I feel it there, almost on the edge. The abyss waiting to swallow me up. He pushes his thumb against my clit. Over and over he fucks me. Each thrust is harder than the last. His nails scrape my fleshy pink walls, and I feel myself wanting, needing, hungering to explode on his fingers. Master. Oh, fuck, master. May I? I gasp. The words won't come. But he will not answer a question I have not asked. I know this, and it is my job to let him know what I need. He likes to hear me beg. I swallow and try again. Master, may I come? He tells me to come for him, and I do. Oh, God. The lights of a thousand stars descend on me as my back arches. His fingers impale and my cum flows hot in rivers of satin that he takes greedily from me. Fuck. My voice isn't mine. It's primal and raw, thick with need. He's marked my neck. I know this. The realization that I wear his brand upon my skin brings a second wave of nectar, a softer, more reserved wave of lust. I hear his voice calming me, telling me to return to him. I do. His hand comes out. He offers it to me. I lick the glistening juice, as does he, and our lips press together. Our tongues explore the moist juices, and then I shiver with new passion. "Drive," he commands. I do.